It's time to visit with Rockport Blue Jay coach Dalton Jones, the number one team in Missouri eight-man football. Coach, congratulations. A hard-fought victory. Your third-ranked Rockport Blue Jays beat number two-ranked North Worth County last week, 32-26. To vault your squad to number one this week in the poll, which in September doesn't mean very much other than the joke I told you about the new target on your new uniforms.
Yeah, no, it's a good big deal for us. I mean, in terms of the win that we had Friday, you know, our guys, I thought, really worked hard. We played our level of football, or our style of football. It was a physical game. Worth County was well coached. They're a physical football team. They're a good football team. And I think we had talked all week, you know, it's about making this game, games like that, or especially early in the season, it's about who can make the least amount of mistakes. And I felt like we made a ton of mistakes, but I think we made less mistakes than maybe they did. It showed our toughness and really fought really hard. But they still had a great, good game plan, and we had to fight through some adversity in that game. And just, you know, we just happened to come up on top. And then, yeah, what a huge opportunity, what a huge accomplishment or a huge honor it is to be ranked number one. But, you know, like you said, September doesn't really mean much, and we don't really focus on all that. It's a great accomplishment for us and something that we should be proud of. But we know, just even based off that one game, we've got a ton we need to get better at and a ton we need to focus on. So the ranking's great and we appreciate it, but we're not really focused on it. Just on how we just want to focus on how we can get better.
Right. That's great for the community. It makes them proud. It's good for the kids. They probably talk about it. Then your only concern there is, well, don't let them talk about it too much.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome, you know, and it's great for the community, great for the kids. It shows, you know, how hard they've been working, and, you know, it shows, like, hey, effort, you know, pays off. But again, well, my big message to them is like, hey, you don't get any medals, you don't get an award, you don't get any ribbons or anything like that, or a trophy for being ranked number one. You know, all you get in return for that is everybody's best shot.
Yep, absolutely.
So we're gonna. You know, we don't really talk about it. We don't really focus on it. We just focus on what we need to do right now to get better, so we can maybe keep getting better and take this thing as long as we can.
Last week, you must have had some excellent efforts by some of the kids. Anything stand out in your mind from that game last week?
Yeah, I thought our offensive line did a decent job of getting guys moved. Gabe Gebhardt, Ryder Heron, Dayton Hayes, QJ, Quentin Jackson. They did a great job of getting guys moving and getting to spots. Brock Holmes ran the ball really, really hard last week. I was super proud of him. Weston Amther stepped up as our quarterback and really played well. But defensively, I thought we made a couple stops late in that game on like the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, 3 yard line. We were backed up and we were hurting pretty bad there for a minute, and our guys stepped up and showed our toughness. Caden Cook made some tackles. Logan Ellis made some really game-saving tackles for us. We just had guys show our toughness last week, and that's what we needed to win that game. And I couldn't be prouder of them. I just hope that, you know, our hope now is like, okay, well, we got to carry that into next week. We got to carry that into the next day. You know, it was just tremendous effort, huge toughness on our part there on all those guys. But, you know, like I said, we still made a ton of mistakes, and we just happened to win the game. So we just need to fix our mistakes and get a little bit better each day, and I think we're going to be all right.
Next chance to get better tonight. We'll talk about that right after this timeout.